meet Colby Denton and Davis Jones. Though if you do meet, they'll introduce themselves differently.
I'm Elder Denton.
I'm Elder Jones.
They're serving as missionaries in Boise for the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Both are relentlessly cheerful. They're dressed in slacks and short-sleeved white shirts with ties. Both say they wouldn't trade their 2-year mission here for anything. But that wasn't how Jones saw it at first. You see, for young men who grow up Mormon, a mission is a rite of passage, a sacred duty, but it's also seen as the adventure of their life. That's how it was for Jones, growing up in a small town in central Utah.
Growing up in the Mormon community, you always want that sweet experience where you're going to a third world country, you're eating all sorts of nasty stuff, you have a machete in the jungle somewhere. I always wanted that. Ever since I was a kid, I wanted all that stuff.
At 19, he sent in his application to be a missionary. Eventually, a big envelope arrived from church headquarters in Salt Lake City. This is known as the mission call. He gathered his friends and large family into the living room.
I have the call in my hand, and I open it up, and my eyes go directly to Idaho Boise Mission. And I dropped my call on the ground and said, Boise, Idaho. And I stood up and I walked out of the room. So, not the best initial reaction for someone that's pumped to go on a mission.
Now, Colby Denton says, a lot more young Mormons will spend their missions in southwest Idaho.
About triple. Go from 200 to 600 missionaries in that same area.
The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints divides the world up geographically. Everything has well-defined boundaries, from local congregations to its missionary program. Jones says until last month, the Idaho-Boise mission covered a lot of land.
So before, we went north to McCall and south to Jackpot, Nevada. We went east to, like, Burley, Rupert area, and we went west to the Grand Organ.
Starting July 1st, the church split the mission into three. The new Nampa and Twin Falls missions cover the west and east ends of the old mission, and the new Idaho-Boise mission.
It's just Boise Meridian, Eagle, and Star now.
Jones and Denton have spent the last few months in a special assignment called Assistance to the President. In addition to typical Mormon missionary duties, they assist the head of the mission with administration. They helped oversee the change from one mission to three. Denton says the 200-some missionaries in the old mission were divided between the three new ones. Now each has about 70.
Towards December, they'll have 200 missionaries in the Boise mission.
Between 200 and 250. Twin Falls and Nampa will be right around the same numbers.
That's a much bigger missionary buildup than the roughly 30% overall increase since the new age rules came out. Matt Martinick says the church is not ramping up its missionary force evenly worldwide. He analyzes membership and missionary numbers for the Camorra Foundation. It's an independent but Mormon-friendly nonprofit. Africa, South America, Mexico are all getting a lot of new missionaries. Those aren't surprising since the church has seen rapid growth there for years. But Martinick says another area that's seeing a significant missionary buildup might just surprise people.
We're seeing a much greater allocation of resources to areas like the Western United States.
The West, of course, is Mormon central. Martinick says the influx has been so fast, it's created challenges like housing, transportation, and leadership. Logistically, these may just be easier to solve close to home. But Martinick also says it fits with the church's long-time strategy to make member involvement central to missionary work. Colby Denton knew about that long before his mission. He didn't grow up LDS. He joined the church in college with support from a network of Mormon friends. His parents aren't Mormon. His mom did not want him to go on a mission.
You could get murdered, you can get thrown in jail, like, and you're thousands of miles away to where, you know, your parents can't do anything about it. And so she was just dreading this mission. And one of my best friends served in the Boise, Idaho mission years ago. And so I prayed and prayed for months before my mission call came that I'd serve in the Idaho Boise mission.
You are telling me the absolute truth here. You wanted to come to Boise?
For Mama Bear. I just knew that she would be okay with it if I was going to go somewhere safe. And it's Idaho, you know, what could go wrong in Idaho?
Nothing did go wrong. Denton finished his mission at the end of July and went home to Arizona. Jones is also getting close to the end of his 2-year stint. He only has a couple months left before he goes back to Utah. For KBSX News, I'm Adam Cotterell.